Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. You're always so punctual. That's good. I'm like, oh, it's 7 o'clock. I got to get on the call right now. Oh, how are you this morning?
Very good.
Good.
Yes, good. And you?
Real good.
The letter
has arrived.
We took our dog for an obedience lesson yesterday.
Oh.
The first one, really, in her whole life at 4.5 years old. And it was so good. It was just, she's so smart. And I told Ricky, I said, I think the lesson is for us to help her. It's not really for her. It's for us to help her.
Yeah.
So we both learned a lot, too. And so we were practicing this morning, and she's just so smart. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's a neat thing to do. But I think the one thing that it does really is establish who the leader of the pack is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's true. Very, very true. She's been more aggressive towards other animals, you know, lately. And so that comes from us not being the leader, you know, and she feels vulnerable, they were saying. So it's interesting. Somebody else joined us. Good morning.
Morning, Miss Loretta.
Hi, Loretta. How are you?
Somebody
has arrived.
My husband's home.
Oh, he is?
Almost. He's about 20 minutes away. And I took him to church on Sunday, and I brought him home for about a half hour. And each day I can bring him home a little bit longer. Won't be long. I'll have him back for good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's a wonderful miracle that's happened.
I like miracles.
Yeah, they really do happen.
They do. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay. Somebody else join us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Good morning. Just gathering myself up here a little bit. I know we've got East Coast and West Coast. We've got people all over on the call, don't we? Different time zones. This time of year, I love the fact that it's daylight so early. That helps me to get up earlier. And I do like getting up early. So, I was just going to read a little bit. Anybody have any thoughts or questions this morning about anything?
Anybody see Oz yesterday and do the spit test this morning?
No.
I did see mine doesn't look too bad. And you know what? I did it in Pimag water, which I think it would make it disperse faster, easier. There's a little bit hanging down, but I thought it would be a lot worse for the amount of starches I've been consuming, which I know has been too much. So anyway, I'm fairly pleased. I'm going to try it in non-magnetic water tomorrow morning. Anybody else see that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I only caught a little bit of it, so I didn't have it all. Did somebody else start to say yes?
Yes, Betty, I saw it.
You didn't try it yet?
No, I didn't. I wanted to do
it. I would say make sure you do it in water that's not magnetized, because the penetration of that water, you know, is so much greater. And it would cause it, as I thought this morning when I had already put the magnetic water in, it's going to cause it, if it's going to disperse, it's going to cause it to disperse more. And I'm also not going to eat something before I go to bed, which I think would possibly affect it. I don't know, maybe not, but anyway, it's putting your, within 15 minutes of getting up, don't brush your teeth, don't rinse your mouth, don't do anything, but within 15 minutes, spit into eight ounces of water in a clear glass. And then 15 minutes later, look and see what it looks like. If it's all setting, it should all be setting on top. If it goes to the bottom, separates, goes to the bottom, and there's not the scum just on the top from your saliva, then you have an overabundance of candida in your body. If it sends down little pinnacles, then you still have an overabundance. I would guess it. I didn't hear it clearly. Did you, Betty?
No, I didn't either. But you know that we had this discussion. It took me back to when Karen was, I think that's her name, Karen was on the phone call with us.
Hannigan, yeah. We should get her back. We should try and get her back on.
That'd
be great. And she was saying that she had this problem and with an overabundance of yeast and had told us about doing the spit test in water.
That's where it came from.
Yeah, that would be wonderful to try and get her back.
I was going to say, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I've got her information. In fact, I just run across her DVDs. DVDs that she sent us from New York because they had gotten lost someplace. And the final ones. And so anyway, some of us didn't get them. And I just... found mine from New York, actually. And so anyway, I will make a note of that. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know she had any DVDs out.
Well, it was DVDs on when she did the testing, the live blood work, when we were back in New York.
Oh, okay.
She came to our facility there and tested anybody that wanted to be tested, you know, just like Ted Aloisio did.
Right. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that she was actually there.
Yeah, so anyway, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just was curious because I'm kind of anxious to see this happen.
Well, and you know what? I don't think he was, Dr. Oz was very clear on what to do to clear it up, though.
No. He wasn't nearly as thorough as what we've been given in the past. I agree.
So was it it's the starches then you were saying, referring to starches?
Yeah, the starches that feed the candida. There's too much of the starches in, and it'll be there. I mean, it's not like it goes away unless you take action on it. If you've got it really bad, you've got to use something else besides just adjusting your food. Adjusting the food is usually just for maintenance. You know, not having your system in balance. And it's going to, the number of people that will have it is going to be atrocious, the percentage. You can tell that from taking the book test on it. And I've done the book test and I've given it to Danny too. So anyway, I want to get, I want to be able to do the check.
Mary Lou has arrived.
Very valid way of doing it, from what I understand.
That's great. That's a really good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And simple to do, and you can test yourself out real quickly. That's good. Thanks for that reminder. I need to do that because I have a suspicion about my own.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, I know that I have to have more than I should.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I have to do it.
Well, good. Anybody else have a comment? I was just reading, I picked up Eat to Live again. I just like to pick it up and read through certain little sections from time to time. And on page, well, in my book, I know there's all different shape books here, but this is in the chapter about, what's the name of this chapter? Phytochemicals, Nature's Magic Pills. Chapter 3, it's in chapter 3. There's a subtitle or a sub section, green plant foods versus animal foods. And he was talking about just, again, I'm looking at protein. People go, where do you get your protein and all that from? To illustrate the powerful nutrient density of green vegetables, let's compare the nutrient density of steak with the nutrient density of broccoli and other greens. Now, which food has more protein, broccoli or steak? You're wrong if you thought steak. Steak has only 6.4 grams of protein per 100 calories. And broccoli has 11.1 grams, almost twice as much. Keep in mind that most of the calories in meat come from fat. Green vegetables are mostly protein. All calories must come from fat, carbs, or protein. So, and then the section about Popeye was right, greens pack a powerful punch. And there's a chart in here, nutrients present in 100-calorie portions of selected foods. And it's comparing, well, it has all of the nutrients. So on the left side, it says protein, calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, fiber, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and et cetera. And then across the top, he's comparing four foods, broccoli, steak, romaine lettuce, and kale. And just on the protein, broccoli is 11 grams, steak 6 grams, romaine lettuce 7 grams, and kale 7 grams, which I thought was really interesting. And then the calcium, of course, way higher than the steak, all the vegetables are. It's just a good reminder. And then it says the biggest animals, elephants, gorillas, rhinoceros, hippopotamuses, and giraffes all eat predominantly green vegetation. How did they get the protein to get so big? Obviously, greens pack a powerful protein punch. In fact, all protein on the planet was formed from the effect of sunlight on green plants. The cow didn't need another cow to form the protein in its muscles, which we call steak. The protein wasn't formed out of thin air. The cow ate grass. Not that protein is such a big deal or some nutrient to be held in high esteem. I'm making this point because most people think animal products are necessary for diet to include adequate protein. I'm merely illustrating how easy it is to consume more than enough protein while at the same time avoid risky cancer-promoting effects of eating too many animal products. Consuming more plant protein is also the key to achieving safe and successful weight loss. Now, which has more vitamin E or vitamin C, broccoli or steak? I'm sure you're aware that steak has no vitamin C or vitamin E. It's also almost totally lacking in fiber, folate, vitamin A, beta-carotene, lutein, lycopene, vitamin K, flavonoids, and thousands of other protective phytochemicals. Meat does have certain vitamins and minerals, but even when we consider the nutrients that meat does contain,
has arrived.
For many important nutrients, broccoli has more than 10 times as much as steak. The only exception is vitamin B12, which is not found in plant fare. When you consider the fiber, phytochemicals, and other essential nutrients, green vegetables win the award for being the most nutrient-dense of all foods. We will give greens a score of 100 and judge all of the foods against this criterion. And then he goes on. This is a great chapter to read. As a reminder about phytochemicals and how important they are. And again, he talks about a variety too, having a variety of vegetables. He gave an example earlier of, let's say beta-carotene and pulling beta-carotene out, and all of a sudden, everybody's high on, we got to eat a lot of beta-carotene to prevent all these different diseases. And then, in fact, it worsened some because they pulled just beta-carotene out. And so it's good. That's why the whole food is so important, because there are hundreds of nutrients and phytochemicals within plants. And they help each other. They're synergistic with each other. So anyway, just a reminder.
You know, I grabbed the, that's really good, Jean, because I couldn't find that book, and I thought, oh, shoot, I'm going to compare what she's saying there to what's in the new My Beef with Meat by Rick Esselstein. and
oh,
Rip Hasselstein, sorry, not Rick. Thinking about Rick, I guess, here, because the third chapter is called Plant-Based Proteins Are Completely Complete. And, you know, they just have different ways of saying it. And he refers to, I just, my eyes just ran over all the text, not reading any of it. And then I saw where it says, and his way of saying it is, I want to get rid of the myths in what people think because they're unfounded and they're wrong. And some people believe that they can that they have to combine different plant-based foods to create complete proteins. This belief, called the protein combining, was a theory initially put forth in 1971. It was the beginning of the 70s that I went vegetarian. Say, bestseller, Diet for a Small Planet by Francis Moore-LaPay. It quickly became one of the biggest myths in the dieting world. 10 years later, LaPay herself formally rescinded her position in a new edition of the same book in combating the myth that meat is the only way to get high quality protein. I reinforced another myth. I gave the impression that in order to get enough protein without meat, considerable care needed to be in choosing the foods. Actually, it is much easier than I thought. And she said she could never get rid of that myth because it was in print and everybody gave so much emphasis to it that it's still one of the biggest lies that we have to deal with, or myths as he calls it. And then he goes on and highlights, this is like two, three pages long, the whole chapter. I trust that you'll agree that most balanced diets, including plant-based ones, contain more than enough protein. The protein deficiency is utterly a non-issue for anyone living in the United States. That what is an issue is the package the protein comes in. This is where the herbivores really outstrip the carnivores. Carnivore cousins, ounce for ounce, beans may have less protein than bacon, but they are so much better for us, for example, and he goes on just in that paragraph, or in the next two paragraphs. But, you know, you can find all kinds of places where the facts are stated, and they're coming from more than one source. Even in the way they describe them, is given a little differently. So it's just fun to compare the information that is available out there if people want to search it out. And he's got the Mediterranean myth and, you know, with the oils and all of that too. So it's just fun doing these things, I think. You know, understanding the real truth behind it and knowing what our bodies need and that we don't have to look at these diseases.
All right. Good morning. This is Wei.
Hi, Wei. Good morning, Wei.
Hi. I get on before I leave, but I'm not. Well, I'm leaving the country, but I'm not really leaving. So.
Well, tell them where you are, because I know where you are, because I got.
I am going to Australia, and I have 7 full weeks of vacation to make me 10 work. So. Watch out, I'm going for it. Sorry, I told Dennis Williams, so he'll be bugging him a lot while I'm away.
Where are you going? I'm sorry.
I know, I'm leaving tomorrow night. Today I'm taking Barbara. Sorry, I have everything else on the phone. Yeah, I know, I'm always into that. But yeah, I'm taking Barbara to the airport today in San Francisco to pick up her twins, and she's going on a one-way ticket. Because she doesn't, this is my girl supposed to go in platinum this year, supposedly, and she's like out, but anyway, yeah, so she's going to pick up the twins in Africa, and they have one-way tickets because they don't know when they're returning, with the baby or not.
Is this your first trip over there?
Yes, but,
okay, she may have a long stay because ours went over and came back and then went back again, but it was a considerable length of time.
Huh? She'll stay there for 7 weeks if need be. But, yeah. So,
that's exciting. Where are you going, Wei?
I'm going to Melbourne, Darwin, Brisbane, Sydney, those are the major cities. that I'll be working New Canon. I'm very excited. So, I put forward my, I forwarded my, I moved fast forward my platinum. So I changed the date to July 30th. I have 7 full weeks, so I have no excuse of not getting it done. So.
Well, go, girl.
Joanne's daughter is down there in Australia, living.
Uh-huh. And
she thinks it's out of Brisbane. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll get the numbers.
We'll get you that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been working Dennis off. So you know it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
So I'm trying to get a list of people because over there I won't have access to my phone, but I'll get a SIM card, and then I have. You guys should also get a magic. If you have Wi-Fi and 3G on your phone, you can download a magic jack. Because sometimes I have places I won't have signal, but then yet I get access to Wi-Fi. So then you can call for free anywhere in the United States.
What about Skype? You can use Skype too.
Right, but Magic Jack is their audio, and it's not Skype. Yeah, you have to have people on Skype. They have to be on Skype, otherwise you have to pay. So Magic Jack, I can be in Australia, and I can be calling you. It doesn't cost me anything, and you can call me back on my magic number. It doesn't cost me anything.
What Skype
would you download it, huh?
Yeah, so it's very easy on your cell phone. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have. I just learned this. And, so you can be in somewhere else, and you can call people in the United States and Canada, and they can call you when you're over there on that number.
Nice.
So, as long as you have Wi-Fi, then most likely I have Wi-Fi wherever I stay. So, it's not a good story. I have that back because you don't always have cell phone services.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's good to know. Yeah, some of the morning I went on and it was so quiet. I don't know, we must have, I only just get on now and again and when I actually have a moment and went around. So, I already did the fast and you guys should do it too. It's really good. You can combine it with the shake and just try for 3 days and go to 6 days. It's just amazing. I just have to do it because I'm teaching everyone else to do it, so I just have to feel for myself. So I'm doing again on
What is it that you're doing, Wei?
I fasted last time I did 6 days of fasting. Your combination of the Vital Balance and then cheese fasting. And of course, I need nutrients. And after 6 days, I've started to go on and on and on. But now that people need to lose weight, you can do it easily 10 pounds in, 6 days. Even my tiny size, I can be down 10 size and make 10 pounds. I would suggest, if you want people to really, if they really want to lose the weight until they get to their ideal weight, stay off grain. And then just have a lot of greens, a lot of leafy stuff, and there's so much stuff. And until they get to the ideal weight, especially the one that needed help more than the others, and then they can start adding back in. But that's one comment I can really make with the way, I'm experimenting with everything there is, and I don't take it by the words of the books. I would do it. As a team, I think, so you can maybe synergistically work together and say, choose one weekend, you can all do it, and then compare notes. And this is a great way for people to start the program to make it successful because they're on the seed, getting the body healed and clean out. And then when they do the balance and then start eating clean food, they are more likely to feel more, they get the benefit. But I would do that because you can get them on the body balance and then yet they're not helping them change habits. But it's a mental shift. And you just clean your body out. Your body is so clean that when they do put proper nutrients back in, your body actually taking it in. When they do eat healthier food, the body actually absorbing it in. But Char know all about it pretty well. The book called, Are You Confused? So So I base a lot of stuff on that. And, yeah, so it's, and then, you know, getting back onto real food again. That is a transition.
What's the name of, what's the name of the book?
That's just, Are You Confused? And
that's
Okay. Yeah, Are You Confused? But I do have the whole protocol that someone lovely typed all up already for us from the book, on the fasting section, how to start and then go into the fast and then coming out. I modify, of course, to this modern age with our vital balance, obviously, and you can modify.
You mean you'd use, you would use the body balance instead of the
first
clear liquid?
Day.
Huh?
Yeah. The first three breakfasts, I use the body balance, and then I eat juice the rest of the day and broth. And you know how to do the broth recipe. That's easy. And then from the fourth day onwards, it's all pure juice and broth.
And we use the Siaga for the juice watered down, and that was given by Gordon Pedersen.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I did that. I added that also. I added also those in between the juicing also. It's just because, you know, I still have faith in just like, you know, I just feel like, you know, I need to add this fresh stuff. And I mean, as well, I also add the Siaga in between. Throughout my days, that's why, you know, you have so much energy, you don't feel, you have to try and go past the 3 days. Because once you get the 3 days, you feel amazing. You just have to pass the 3 days. And you just feel amazing, alive, so much energy. I mean,
yeah, who could talk really firsthand on that with dramatic results is Monty, and I don't know that Monty's on the line this morning. I haven't heard it, but...
Here, we can really make a shift in this and really combining what we have in our, you know, solution, obviously with our nutritionals and doing this and from the beginning, anyone go through, once you go through it, so you know what it's like, so another new person come in, I highly suggest that too because you just clean up that body and then once they start eating plants and everything, their body actually absorbing because their body's been so dirty for a long time. That, you know, they call, you know, it's just like, it doesn't matter what you try and put it in, their body's not able to absorb it. So, it's just like, you know, there's a process, but it's really good. I, you know, these are really old books, but of course they never change, and these are the things that have taken out from European spa. I mean, these are $4,000, $5,000 spas for like 4 or 5 days to do this. And,
We did it for 9 days, I believe it was, when we did it together on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so
people were thinking they shouldn't go back to food ever in their life.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it every 3 months, and then, of course, once the cycle in food is as important as going into the fast as coming out of the fast, when you do it properly, you feel different. If you don't do it properly, then you blame it on not fasting properly, because when you do go out of fast, you just have to go lightly on it again and just start going backwards as if you were going into the juice, and you go backwards out to the juice.
So, right,
you know,
he's got a book, Pablo Arola has another little book just on the fasting. You might still be able to find it in print.
Yeah,
and he goes into the whole science behind it. It's very explained, including his balance for the broth of what you put together for the broth.
Someone has typed up all of this already as we're talking. They had it on the website, and it's all based on what he wrote in the book. And there's a link I will link to you. So if someone's already did the work, just link it, copy and paste it, and print it out. Because they typed it all up. This is based on his work. So it's nice. So it's there because a lot of people get access to the internet and the computer. When you send them, they can print it off there. And as much
and
as
where
I know,
I met a gal that worked with him.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a link that I found. I researched quite a bit of it, and then I found a link that someone, it's a link, is a healthcare link thing. You know, they had all sorts of things on it, but this one particular link is all with Pablo stuff, all the book, everything on the book.
Why don't you send that down?
Yeah, I will.
Send that down, and we can plug it into Steve's website, too.
That would be great.
Yeah, so it's all good. I mean, you know, and these are, you know, I mean, I could, there's something we need. I mean, it's astounding. You know, I cannot sleep the other night. I mean, I just got the letter from Vance and do the math. There's 220 million fat, obese people out there in America, USA alone. We have so much work to do, guys.
Astounding, yes. Thank you so much, Wei.
Yeah, I just trying to get you, like, I give you a good reason to, like, oh my gosh, you know, I just need to get out of this, you know, we've just been doing this forever, but we need to really make a difference, you know, and, but, yeah, so that's, yeah, I'm on a mission now, if you're on Facebook, like my new page, and I will be really proactively promoting Human Theme more and really getting downsizing America as far as, like, weight-wise. So that's what my link is all about, Star. I know you're going to
Okay, great.
It.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
On Facebook, who are we liking, Wei?
We're liking me. I'm creating a page called For Your Wellbeing. You have to get into my face. I don't know if you're my friend, but I'm a Shaw friend, and then I'm a Dennis William friend, so everything you can find on there, and add me to your link, and then like my new page, because I want to get this up and going, and that's my mission, and I really just need to get Human Being More out there. We really need the future leaders just to change everything that's going on with the world right now, so it's bigger than ourselves, but if you're not on my Facebook already, go to Shaw, and then you can find me on hers, and or you can go to Dennis William, I'm on his, and then you can find my, and then, you know, add me to your friend.
Okay.
And then I'll put stuff up there, and you guys can share your little short testimonials, and we're just creating interest for people just to get it out there, because when people see a conversation going and they're likely to take a look, and, you know, because of that we can change somebody just by this little information that we have. So
absolutely. If we went to Shaw's page, who would we look for?
Me, HUEANHNGUYEN.
I'm sorry, will you say it again?
Look for Wei.
Wait.
H-U-E.
H-U-E.
H for hair, U and E.
Yeah, and then the rest of it will be there.
Star. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we have, like, how many people on we have on our team? Lifestyle that normally get on. We have, like, at least 10 regular people, yes, you say?
Yeah, there's more than that come in sporadically that are still dedicated to doing it. It's just that we don't have all of them at one time because they can go in on, especially on Steve's website now that he's doing, as long as we put up the information on it. And we
I will bring in Steve's website as well, and we just, like, supporting you, just people have different interests, and wherever that interest draws them into, and it's true, you know, people have all sorts of things.
When Steve told me it's on his website, and that doesn't mean they're all regarding lifestyle, of course, but people going in there and poking around, 30 to 50,000 a month, that's covering a lot of people. Yeah.
That's great.
My million. Easily, right? I can reach I didn't have big of a goal since last time, but mine is to reach a million, just create a happy million people at this moment. Very small amount compared to how much we have impact out there, but it's a very small amount. So that is the ultimate there, the million reach that's helping them happy and finding peace.
And it shows what teamwork effort can do, and that's the basis of network marketing.
It is. I'm very excited that our team in the Northern California is finally reunited under one hat, Human Teamwork. And I'm very excited that, the Lodi people are working with the San Mateo people, and we're combining our things, so we're actually on the same page finally. I'm just almost in tears that we're finally on the same page, and it's very exciting. because of human
I know Jeannie's got to cut this off for Steve's benefit here, too, so thank you, Wade.
Sorry, Gordon.
Yeah, no, it's good information, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great, safe trip. We'll be thinking of you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, okay, I'll be calling you guys.
Great.
All right.
Great information, everybody. Have a great day. Did anybody else have one last minute second? Okay, that's enough. No.
Super.
There we go.
Bye.
Yes. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.